Respect for Property, Exodus 22:5-7.
This is Daily Bible Radio. Join me, Troy Taft, as we study the Bible verse by verse.
If a man causes a field or vineyard to be eaten, and lets his animal loose, and it grazes in another man's field, he shall make restitution from the best of his own field and from the best of his own vineyard. If fire breaks out and catches in thorns, so that the shocks of grain or the standing grain or the field are consumed, he who kindled the fire shall surely make restitution. Personal property is something that God allows and protects. It is important for us to remember that, unlike many governments, our God really does own everything, and He has allowed people to use His land and have personal authority over the products they make on that land. God does expect us to give to those in need, but He does not take what one man earned and give it to another as a policy of His government. In fact, we read here that He ensures by the law that if anyone abuses any part of someone else's land, the abuser must make restitution from the best part of his own land. God provides no excuse for carelessness. Jesus tells us that all of this law is summed up in one command. We are to love each other as ourselves. We wouldn't be careless with our own land, would we? We should show that same respect to others. We need to treat the property of others with the same respect that we treat the very best of our own. A modern idea here would be how we treat the things that we borrow. If we borrow something, we should return it in better condition if possible. We shouldn't dump garbage on other people's land or put bad chemicals into the earth that might harm others any more than we would be willing to do it on the best part of our own property. Some people claim that personal property diminishes respect for the common good. God's rules, when enforced, would not allow that. If a person were to pollute the entire neighborhood somehow, then it would only be right for that person to sell his property to the neighborhood in order to produce something good to pay them back for their loss. When you care for each individual, you are caring for the common good. It's just a lot less expensive and more respectful when you do it God's way.
I'm Troy Taft. This is Daily Bible Radio.